Hi, for you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Donna?
No, this is Nike, your sister.
I'm sorry, I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to the inquiry you placed for Roundup Lobster. Can I help you
Go
file
ahead.
your claim?
There you go. For what?
The Roundup Lobster.
Yeah.
Okay. And would you be filing this claim for yourself, Donna, or for a loved one?
For myself.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull up an intake form here. Were you diagnosed with anything after being exposed to Roundup?
I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
You had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, let me type that in. And have you had an attorney assist you with this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. Ready, Donna. And do you recall when your diagnosis was?
I started my first treatment in December 2020.
2020? Okay.
The last treatment I took was in March of 2021. I took six treatments.
That was your last treatment. How do you feel now?
I've been feeling good, but I still have to go back every 6 months to make sure because they found two more spots on my bowels that they said they wasn't growing, so they were just keeping an eye on them.
I see. And at the time of your diagnosis, how old were you?
Let's see. I'm 54 right now. 51, I think. Something like that.
Okay, and I'm so sorry.
No,
Did
I
you
was
tell me
50. I was
what?
50.
Okay, did you tell me what month and day the diagnosis was of 2020?
Think they found it in November, no, October, but I didn't take no treatments until, but I don't remember the day, but I didn't take no treatments in December.
Okay, I'll put it right in the middle of October just in case.
Okay.
Were you spraying Roundup within the 20 years of your initial diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And did you spray for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. How many years did you spray?
Probably about five.
Did you spray at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
How many hours would it take you?
Probably about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay, and how many times, let's say, a year would you do it?
I did it at twice a week, so.
Twice a week, every week? Okay. So every 14, twice a month, so 24 times a month. For 5 years, you said it would take you 5 hours. So 5 hours times 24 days times 5 years, about 600 hours exposure. How long did you spray Roundup before your diagnosis? Was it at least 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Right before I got, after I got diagnosed with it, I didn't really realize it until I got diagnosed with it because it came up so fast on me.
Yeah. Would you say maybe like 2019?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put like the end of 2019.
Okay.
Would you say you sprayed it directly yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was around my daddy and them when they sprayed at their house.
Okay. This one would be for the claim would be for every time you sprayed it yourself.
Okay.
And were you exposed at work or at home?
Home.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No. Well, I had it in three or four different spots, so I don't know.
Did they give you like subtypes?
No, I don't think so.
No worries. And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Me.
Do you know anybody else that needs help like yourself?
No, I don't.
No worries. I'm gonna go through a list of illnesses. Can you tell me if any of them apply to you? Alrighty, just to go down this list, starting with lupus, then Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, organ transplant, family history of cancer, cancer
Family
requiring.
history of cancer.
Yes, okay. What type of cancer?
My daddy had liver cancer, and I had an uncle that had bone cancer, and then my granny had breast cancer. None of them had the type I had.
Excuse me. Okay, so uncle, he had skin cancer?
Bone. It was in his
Bone.
bone.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you said
My daddy
your
had
father
liver cancer.
liver? Okay, sorry.
And then their mother had breast cancer.
Breast cancer. That was your mom or your grandmother?
My grandmother.
Okay. Thank you for that. And I have here your first name as Donna, Donna, last name Carter, Carter. Do you
Yes.
have a middle name, Miss Donna?
Denise.
Is that spelled Denise?
Yes.
Do you have a suffix like junior, the second, anything like that?
No.
For the purpose of this recording, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And the social?
It's 4/12/13. 12/77.
That's just to make sure that was 412-13-1277.
Yes.
Alrighty. And your date of birth, ma'am?
July, I mean July, June 9th, 1970.
So 6/09/1970. Your current age? 54, you mentioned?
Yes, I'll be 55 in June.
Down here. Let's see. And do you know your height and weight?
I weigh 150, and I'm my height is 5'5".
Thank you. When, if you can put a date to it, when do you think you found out the connection between your cancer and Roundup?
About the next in January,
This year?
like in January in 2021.
Okay. Thank you. And how did you learn the connection? Who told you?
I've been watching stuff and seeing it, and I put it together that I had it
Online
because
or on
I,
TV?
yeah, online.
Okay. See, and are we speaking on a landline or
A smartphone.
smartphone? Can I text you my direct line to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is the best email for you, Donna?
Donna Denise Carter, the number 2 at gmail.com, and nothing's capitalized.
Thank you so much. What was your husband's name?
My ex-husband, his name was Charles Carter.
I'm sorry. We put, oh, so
We
married
ain't
off
been married
without a.
for since 2019.
Okay, are you currently married? No, right.
No.
Okay. So I just put NA since he's not your spouse right now.
No.
Do you have any official documents to prove? One moment.
No.
That's you. No, that's all right. Sorry.
I never asked the
How many times a year did you use Roundup? You said about twice a week, right? Or
Yeah.
every 2 weeks or twice per
Yeah,
week?
every 2 weeks
Every
or
2 weeks.
so, something like that.
Okay. When did you start spraying Roundup?
I'd say about 22 in the 2000s.
2000s. Okay. Did you use protective gear? It's okay, yes or no.
No.
Was it a big area or small? Can you describe?
Just my yard is probably about an eighth, a half acre.
And what state did you use the product in?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. How were you first exposed to Roundup?
Probably when my daddy was spraying me,
Okay.
I'd help him out.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
How often were you present during the application? Was it every time?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many exposures have you had in your lifetime?
No, I don't really know.
I
I
believe
don't really
we
know.
deducted like 120 based on the math that we were doing. Since you said twice a week, that's 24 a year, and then times five, that should be around 120, just to verify. 24
Yeah.
times five, yeah, 120. Okay. Do you get your water from a water well?
No. Seawater.
Have you been exposed to herbicides?
I don't
Other
think
than,
so. I don't know.
okay, how about exposed to benzene?
I don't know what that is.
An
Sorry.
Agent Orange?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What type of Roundup was used? Was it the premix or the concentrate? Like, do you remember
The
mixing it in
concentrate, the
water?
one in the jug that
Okay.
comes out already.
Okay. See? And do you remember? Wait, hold on. Was where you bought it the same state?
Yes.
Okay. Did you purchase Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or has a principal place of business in the same state?
Yes, I usually at Walmart.
Okay. When were you, sorry. When and where was Roundup purchased?
I started purchasing it in that 2000, and I purchased it at Kenwood Walmart.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have receipts of your Roundup purchase? It's okay, yes or no.
No, I don't.
Do you have Roundup in your possession?
I think they send that in my garage.
Okay.
If nobody ain't
If you do, don't
threw
destroy or tamper
it
with it, okay?
away.
Have you ever been a smoker?
Okay. I tried it and I didn't like it.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost time of work because of treatment or surgery related to the condition?
Yes, I was off for 6 months. I was off for 6 weeks for and then I had to go back, and then my body didn't react real good after I got off the treatment, so I had to quit.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you retire then?
Well, I was trying to get my disability, but they keep toning me down first.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No.
You said you did try to file for workers' compensation or disability, right?
Disability. I had I talked to a lawyer, I mean the judge for that, but they still turned me down.
Okay, and then you said you tried to file after your chemotherapy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yes, it has.
Okay. When was your bankruptcy discharged?
2020, I think.
Okay. In what court was your bankruptcy in?
It was in the Chattanooga area.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-T-T-O-N. I don't know. O-O-G-H. Something like that. Chattanooga.
Okay. And this was the court?
Yes.
Thank you. And can you describe that bankruptcy? What happened?
They just, I just went in the Richmond area and talked to the judge and everything, and then she dismissed
everything. I'm talking
everything
about, like, sorry. I'm talking about, like, how come you had to...
I was behind on bills and stuff.
Okay. Sorry. This isn't
That's
usual.
Fine.
I think they care more so if the bankruptcy was super, super recent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you, other than minor traffic offenses, have you been convicted of a crime?
No.
Do you remember your doctor's name, the one that diagnosed you?
Yeah, doctor. I was seeing Dr. Holland at Tennessee Oncology.
Holland spelled H-O-L-L-A-N-D?
Yes.
Okay. And sorry, where did you say the facility
Tennessee,
was?
Tennessee Oncology.
Okay. One second. Is there's multiple named like that. Do you know maybe which one? You remember a specific name?
No, I don't really know. I didn't know his first name. I just noted it as Dr. Hollis.
Do you remember him maybe being down 3rd Street?
Yes. I
Is
go
that
to 3rd Street. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you remember any other details, please feel free to discuss that with the attorneys, okay?
Okay. Because I know I went today to him and everything looked good, but I got to go back for more tests in August.
Okay.
To make sure they're doing good.
And if you could please briefly describe or, you know, in detail describe how has the diagnosis affected your life?
Sometimes I get scared if I go over there, I might get it back. It worries me about that. And my nerves sometimes get upset really bad.
Okay.
I know this last time I put it off three times before I actually went.
I'm sorry?
I put my appointment off three times before I actually went.
Sorry.
Because my granny got her cancer back after 3 years of having hers, and last year was my third year being not having it, taking all my treatments, and I was scared that I was going to get it back.
Sorry to hear that. I'm typing up a description here. Okay, so I put, in summary, it sounds like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has brought a lot of fear and pain into your life, and this has affected both your body and mind. The fear of remission and ongoing physical discomfort might be significantly shaping your daily experiences and interactions with the world around you. Alrighty. Do you have proof of your diagnosis?
No.
You don't think you could pull it from your medical records, nothing like that?
Yeah, I probably checked it. My
Yeah.
doctor gave me where I got it.
Okay. And then are you getting treated? Is it Derek Holland?
Yes, that's him.
Okay. Are you getting treated by that doctor still?
Yeah, I still see him.
Okay. And that's who diagnosed you, huh?
Yeah, 'cause I had to. He's the one that told me what stage and everything it was in.
I see. Okay.
And what kind it was. It was stage three when they found it.
Just getting their information on here. And you said you don't remember the hospital name?
But I went to Erlanger
How do you
when
spell
the
that?
E I don't know, it's E-L, I'm not for sure how to spell it. I just know it's Erlanger.
One second.
Yeah.
Is it down 3rd Street as well? Okay.
It's up above. 'Cause Dr. Giles was the one that found that he'd done a biopsy
One
of
second.
it,
I'm so sorry. I'm just looking for the right information here. Okay, so the hospital, when were you treated?
I only went to the hospital there when they took my lymph node out under my arm, and that was Dr. Giles that done that, and that's when they done a biopsy on it. That's when they found my cancer, and then they sent me to Dr. Holland.
When was this, ma'am? I'm talking about a date.
I can't remember. I went so many times, and it's been so long, I can't remember when I had it done.
Get you to the best of your knowledge. I must put something.
I say it was in October, like the 22nd or something.
Okay.
Close.
And when were
Cause
you treated?
I was treated, I think the 18th of December. I went for the first time
Okay.
because I went like a day before and had my port put in, and then they done my treatment the next day.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And what kind of treatment did you receive?
I took two different kinds of chemo.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I do have one last question. regards to your information, which would be the address.
For who?
Your information.
Oh, mine? Okay, my address is 409 South Walnut Street.
Walnut, right?
Yes, South Walnut.
Okay. Where was
Street.
That at?
Whitwell, Whitwell, Tennessee.
Is that a house or an apartment?
It's a double wide trailer.
Okay. Is it have a number?
409.
Okay. And would you like to add a contact that lives or does not live with you? We have requested emergency contact just in case anything unfortunate happens to you. That way we can continue your case for your loved ones. We found it necessary when unfortunate cases where our clients have become unresponsive.
Okay, what's your number, Nancy? Hold on, I'll get my sister's number and check. Email.
That was 423-660-4313.
Yes.
And what is her name?
And her name, Nancy Morgan.
Nancy Morgan. That's spelled NancyMorgan.
Yes.
Thank you. Alrighty, miss. So, I do want to let you know what to expect next here. While we are processing your claim, one second here. I got an error message. Trying to see. Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you know, we stopped when I asked you about the types of cancer that your family members have had. I stopped going through the list. So I'm going to go ahead and finish off that list. Let me know if you have any of the following.
Okay.
So we ended up with history, family history of cancer, and we listed your three family members. Now, have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your NHL?
No.
Okay. How about diabetes mellitus?
I had diabetes, but I've lost a significant amount of weight that I don't have it no more. I had type 2.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How about rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Autoimmune diseases?
No.
HIV or AIDS?
No.
Thank you so much. I believe we should be good. Let me try to hit submit. There's another error. Is there anyone missing? You mentioned that you have not had an attorney help you with this claim. Nobody has sent you like a DocuSign or any packet to your home, right, regarding the lawsuit?
Yeah, no.
Okay. That should be the last thing. Okay, so while they are working on the claim, the law firm will be reaching out for you to finalize your claim. They'll be calling within the next couple of hours. I'm usually the one to be transferring you. So like I said, I'm going to text you from my direct line. That way you can save it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's completely normal if they ask the same questions. They just want to get the details of your case accurately.
Okay.
They might also need you to sign additional forms like medical release to collect records to strengthen your claim. If you do receive any paperwork from them, please try to return it as soon as possible so everything keeps flowing smoothly. Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. I want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within like 24, 48 hours, 1 or 2 days, I would suggest you give them a follow-up. That way, you know, nothing slips through the cracks. I'm usually pretty good about transferring over my clients. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you receive that DocuSign?
Uh-huh.
Alrighty, I'll be here on hold, and then I'll be sending you over your attorney's information while I receive that. Let me know if you have questions.
Okay. What did I, let's see. Do you have questions? I have questions.
Alrighty, Donna, I did receive the retainer completed. I also texted you my information. Did you receive that one?
Yes.
Awesome. Alrighty, do you have questions while I have you on the line here, miss?
No.
Yes.
Alright.
Or my sister. What?
Are they going to help you or just put you on there and then not talk to you for about 6 months? Because last time, nobody helped.
They're sending me paperwork.
Yeah, so sometimes mass tort lawsuits do take a while. It's just to prove your claim, and also depending on how fast they're getting the settlement. But yeah, you won't be forgotten, miss. In any time, you can call me, and I'll transfer you over to your attorneys, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. Talk to you soon, okay, Donna? I'll be reaching out from that 949 number to transfer you to them.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.